Hey guys, welcome in, or maybe welcome back to the podcast. I got Andrew Gilfer here with Film and Flourish. It's like I just saw you.
Good morning.
I got that coffee kick still from last week.
Yeah, it's still going through, man. You know, they got, say they get like a peak when you hit caffeine, but whatever you've been drinking, man, has been rotting for a week.
Yeah, no,
I get a kick out of life with a kick of caffeine.
All right, let's get into the topic today, man. Basically, what I want to talk about is kind of break down what is the importance or the unimportance of gear, in your opinion? If you were to like start out, what would be your basic setup on a limited budget?
On a limited budget? Man.
I guess start with the main question. Like, do you think that gear is important?
No, which is why I'm still shooting on Panasonic.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm really throwing myself under the bus. Yeah, if you really take this job seriously and want to break into the industry, don't shoot on Micro Four Thirds. Focus doesn't work, so you got manual shoot. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. I gotta give you some sarcastic stuff, you know?
No, my first camera, bro, was the Canon C100. And the autofocus didn't... I had to pull all of my own focus all of the time. Every time I had a shot. And, like, in retrospect, I'm kind of glad because I can, like, pull focus pretty good now if I need to. But, like, when I first got my first camera that had autofocus, I was like... What? It was like game
Mind
changing.
Blown. Yeah. So, I mean, if we're going to break down the bare bone minimum of things, I think, I don't know if you asked this, but in one of the questions you'd sent me, like, I don't know if you asked, like, what gear or how much gear do you think you would need to start?
Sure.
Like, bare minimum. But we can kind of start with that and then get into, like, does the gear matter? So when I shot my first wedding, I had one camera. I think I had two lenses, two mics, and a drone, and a glide cam. So the drone was like my staple piece. Like people freaking dug the drone.
That was back
when
it was so rare to have a drone. You're like, oh, he's a drone.
I had that Phantom 4.
Yeah.
I had that big white shell. I mean, the thing was glorious. But then, yeah, that was it. And I kind of slowly worked my way into like, oh, I need a second camera. Oh, I need a second tripod if I'm going to have a second camera. Things along those lines. But going into like the question, does gear matter? I think to a certain extent, it does matter. It is important to, one, understand how your gear works.
Yeah.
Your camera might only shoot in 1080. You might shoot on a potato. Or you might be shooting in like 8K and like everything's like freaking perfect, crisp, you know, amazing footage. But if you don't know how to shoot with the camera, then like it doesn't matter. So to an extent, yeah, I think your gear matters. I think what gear you have matters. If you're promising to deliver this like super detailed edit where you have multiple cameras and covering, you know, speeches or covering the ceremony, and then you deliver something that doesn't show that, and you're like, people are like, yo, where's the rest of my footage? Like, you kind of hop around. I want to see more. That can be an issue. But, man, I don't really know how to answer this question.
So good. I think, you know, starting
out...
I'm
like...
I think it's all about expectation. Like, I think starting out, when you're first like breaking into the I don't think gear matters that much. I think audio for sure should be one of the main focuses. Because I know when I started out, my audio was terrible. And that's like one of my biggest regrets is, you know, I relied on this wireless lav system that just was eating in and out all of the time. And it stressed me out. And, you know, I had my H4N like hidden behind like a bush just so it could be close to like the officiant so it wouldn't cut out and it would stress me out. So I think going into it, I think invest in good audio and start with a decent lens. It depends on what you're shooting, but you know, I think most brands have like a 24 to 70 equivalent around there. So I would start with that. If you're going to buy gear, I think, buy quality. Like, don't just buy a bunch of gear that's, you know, the cheapest on the market. I think if you're going to buy a piece to add to your kit, make sure that it is good quality. But I don't think it matters, if that makes sense.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, like, whatever camera you start with, you're most likely going to upgrade that camera within a couple of years, sure. if not like within the year. Mine was a very quick progression of, I had a GH4, then I got a GH4 plus a GH7. Eventually I built it out to where I had four cameras, but again, it was a GH5 or a GH4 and three G7s. Yeah. Those things were like $400 a pop. They were cheap, but they still shot in 4K. And I was like, I want to have 4K and I want consistency across my brand, my ecosystem, whatever I'm shooting on. I want everything to look pretty much the same and to have the same menu systems. And that's getting into a different topic of like, know what you're getting and know why you're getting it.
Sure.
But yeah, I think you're going to upgrade stuff very sooner than later. It's not like if I buy this camera, this is what I'm stuck with for the next 7 years. Like, I'm already on my fourth different type of camera in 5 years. So, man, that's a pretty frequent change. Yeah. It's almost every other year I upgrade my camera, and I have numerous of them. But like some of the staple features of like, here's what you should start with, bare minimum, I'm still using. I still have the same tripods I shot with like 10 weddings in. I still have the same mic that I used for my very first wedding. I think my actual mic died a couple weddings back, but I just replaced it with the same brand, same mic, same everything. And it's like some of that stuff, like while I upgrade cameras and my lights might get more expensive and this and that might cost more than the original version of whatever I had, having the essentials of like, you need good audio. And after 10 to 20 weddings, I would say, get a cheap light, get two cheap lights, have all these different things. And eventually, once you get to a point where like that sustains and you're now making money instead of spending all of your money to get a $200 mic, $130 tripod, and just starting with the bare minimum, then you can start to upgrade and you can start to buy nicer things. And even for me anymore, it's not like I need a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 camera. I'm like, I need three $2,000 cameras. Sure. I love redundancy. I want five batteries per camera. I want five SD cards per camera. And so really it's just kind of like the maintenance. And I'm 5 years in and sure, I've made a few upgrades recently, but like it's mainly just maintenance at this point. I'm not looking at spending 10 grand on gear this year.
Yeah, and I think
I think we kind of
alluded to it a little bit earlier. I think there's tiers of things that are more important and less important. Like when you're first starting out, I don't think having necessarily like the best lights at the reception is that important.
Yeah, no.
But audio and lenses, I think, are super important because you can invest in a good lens and that can carry you over like different bodies that you're going to buy in the future. Like, for example.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned expectations. Other than the handful of nightmare bridezillas who are like, why is this out of focus, or why did you miss this moment? It's like, well, you hired me for $400 and I only had one camera, so.
What do you want?
There's your answer. Most couples didn't care. Like I didn't like include, I used to never include, probably my first 15 to 20 weddings, I didn't ever include speeches. Cause like, I either didn't record them, or if I did, I just had my shotgun mic on top of my camera. I didn't know. Just mic them up like you did for ceremony. Like it's just do it. Yeah. Or I'd be like, okay, well, I only have one mic, or I only have two mics, and there's three people speaking. What do I do? So many big learning moments early on. And I share this a lot with people when they're getting into things and they're asking, how'd you get started? What gear do I need? What should I have? What shouldn't I have? My second wedding in, I was still in that glide cam and that one lens and the two mics and my drone. And I just constantly moved around for the ceremony and during speeches, I was like facing this way with my camera. And then I would turn this way and try to get a reaction. And then I would turn back and the audio wasn't, you know, the audio wasn't a good source of audio and my camera's just like constantly flipping. And I remember I delivered the video and like 2 or 3 days later, the mother of the bride was like, hey, we love the video. Where's like the full video on the ceremony? Where's the full video on speeches? And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you showed all these different moments from the reception and the ceremony, but like, where's everything else? Like, where's the audio for it? And that was a really big wake-up call to me. I'm like, I need at least two. I don't care how cheap it is, if it just sits somewhere and it covers 46 minutes of the ceremony from start to finish. Apparently people want that. Okay, sure, I'll do that. And then I've quickly, you know, and as things progressed, I was like, I don't just want to do this because the couple wants it. Like, I want it to look cool. I want to have more coverage. I don't just want a moving shot. I want like a nice tight on the couple. I started seeing people's videos where like they had their close-ups on their faces from like the side. I'm like, I guess I got to get two more cameras. I think yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, I just had a huge burp. I don't like that. Nice deep gurgly one. So when I was getting into weddings, or anything, honestly, before I even thought about weddings, a mentor of mine was like, look, you don't need the top of the line stuff. Get a camera that shoots, you know, ideally shoots 4K or at least 1080, and then get one or two mics, get one or two lenses, get some kind of form of stabilization. So either a tripod or a glide cam. And that's what I did. And then I was like, oh, I got paid more this week. I'm getting a drone. And went out and spent money on it. Drone shouldn't have been there. Yeah, I was rolling deep in that $200 cash, if you know what I mean. I was like, 100, 200. I'm getting a drone on credit. I'm opening a PayPal account. That's a whole other conversation too, man. How I even bought some of my initial gear. I didn't buy it. I stole it. No. I bought things on credit, and I've heard so many people say, don't do that. And I'm like, everything I bought, I need it. I don't know if I'm the best model to launch your business. Don't start your business model based on how I did it, unless you really know it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we got into your question. It sure did. Oh, man. Yeah. We'll put a link. That was the day I was no longer the student. I was like, look at me teaching this guy, this pro, who's been doing this for 3 years. Pfft, look at me why is he second shooting for me right now? I think that was at the Peabody Library. I think that's where was it? Was that the first time we worked together? I don't know. I remember, this is way off topic, I remember exactly where I was the first time I messaged you. it's like, it's almost like a date. I'm like, I'm messaging this Ryan guy out behind my apartment. I'll stand on the sloped hill. The grass was green. Huh? I was like, dude, your work is so much better than all the people around me. Like, let's be friends. Man, I wonder what I was looking at. I don't know, you were looking at my work. You're like, yo, we're like, I work so much better than all this other stuff. Like, let's be friends and let's let's connect. I think that's kind of how it started off. Eventually, Jim will be. We're gonna have Jim as a guest. Jim's gonna be a guest at one point. You know what? Jim used one of these. Jim used one of these. Be like Jim.
At Jubilant Cadesta, we create quality products.
And we're like, oh, you're like, oh, look at this freaking drone shot. Who the frick is Jim? Yeah, and you know, I guess one finishing thought on this is I think a lot of people are scared to ask, like, oh, what gear should I buy? What should I use? Like, how do I even use this? Because when they see other people who are established and they're just doing it day in, day out, I do think unless they get like verbal affirmation, here's what you should do. Like, just start with these couple of things and go from there. I think if people don't even hear that and they don't get that kind of handholding that they need or think they think they need, a lot of people, they won't even start. And like you and I have talked about, we have had all this gear for now the last couple of years, and even still, I've sat kind of paralyzed. I can't start a podcast because I don't have these other things that I need. And it's like, look, you got a microphone, you have a camera, just start. And yeah, it's like, you don't need this light. You don't need this light. Sure, they're great. They're extras. Cool. And maybe you won't listen to us and watch our stuff if we didn't have this. But like, I think that's just a lie. And the little voice inside our head that's like, you can't shoot a wedding unless you're shooting in 4K and unless you have this much gear and this much, that much, whatever. And it's like, that's a lie. Like, you only need one camera, one mic, and sure, you're probably going to pretty quickly realize I might need more stuff. I need at least a backup or something. But it's like, yeah, at least dive in and get started. And like we've talked about previously, connect with the right people. Just get yourself in the door to where you have the opportunity to shoot something. And then hopefully, you know, you're probably going to learn a lot from that first shoot and that first wedding. The things you did well that you're going to try again, the things you didn't do well, what you might need more of in terms of gear. But start with the bare minimum. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask people. You're going to have people that don't respond to you or who just like give you really short responses. I have great stories of people that are now like buddy-buddy with me who've been doing this for 10 years. So back 5 years ago when they had been doing it for as long as I currently have, and I would message them, they wouldn't respond or they'd give me short messages. And now here we are, like, oh, like they're cool with me. But don't be afraid to, you're gonna have people like that, but don't be afraid to reach out and ask people, post questions on Facebook groups, or if you have someone whose work you admire, reach out to them, you know, directly. Don't post on a Facebook group and get grilled. Like, reach out to the people one-on-one, and you'll probably get better feedback and a better response, a more detailed response, doing it that way, so. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. If someone's not going to respond, yeah, we got you. Well, we're here for you. Next time. Cool. Me putting...